With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Attorney General Pam Bondi says Nakima Levi Armstrong, a woman who led the anti-immigration enforcement protests that disrupted a church service in Minnesota, has been arrested. Protesters entered St. Paul Church last Sunday, where an ICE official serves as a pastor. Two other members of the protests have reportedly also been taken into custody. Vice President J.D. Vance in Minneapolis Thursday, saying he's visiting to learn more as protesters continue clashing with ICE agents.
I wanted to meet with business leaders, with ICE officers, with local law enforcement to try to understand a little bit better what's going on so that we can tone down the temperature a little bit, reduce the chaos, but still allow us as a federal government to enforce the American people's immigration laws. That is the purpose of my visit.
Former special counsel Jack Smith defending his investigation of President Trump at a congressional hearing on Capitol Hill. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Appearing before a House panel, Smith testified that he had acted without regard to politics as he led Trump investigations into 2020 election interference and misuse of classified documents. Both cases were dropped. Smith told lawmakers that Donald Trump willfully broke laws in a bid to keep power and that no one should be above the law in our country. But Republicans blasted Smith, accusing him of conducting politically motivated investigations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A massive winter storm now beginning to make its ugly trek across much of the nation, bringing ice and snow and brutally cold weather. Forecasters warn the storm could rival a hurricane in damage when it comes to power lines and trees, especially in the areas that get an enormous amount of ice. This is SRN News. What do you think about the Holy Bible?
According to a poll released by the Family Research Council, 28% of regular churchgoers think the Bible is the Word of God and should be taken literally. Another 26% agree, but add the caveat that some verses are meant to be symbolic, not literal. 15% of churchgoers believe the Bible is the Word of God but contains some factual errors, and 16% say the Scriptures are just one of many holy books and no better than any of the others. Michael Harrington reporting.
Authorities in Nigeria now admitting that simultaneous church attacks occurring in northwestern Kaduna State. They initially dismissed the reports by eyewitnesses, and now the leading human rights group, Amnesty International, condemn the desperate denial of the attack. Christians are being killed and abducted in huge numbers in northern parts of Nigeria. This is SRN News. It has now been nearly 4 years since Vladimir Putin sent his soldiers into Ukraine. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has some criticism for Europe. We have the latest now from correspondent Karen Chamis reporting from Switzerland.
Ukraine's president has criticized European allies for their inadequate support and fragmented response to Russia's invasion.
Some European leaders are from Europe, but not always for Europe.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Zelensky compared European nations' slow response to America's push for peace. Despite European support, internal disagreements and slow responses have frustrated Kyiv. He also stressed the need for Western weaponry to defeat Russia as the war persists. Zelensky met with U.S. President Donald Trump, calling the talks productive. I'm Karen Chamas.
And more details at srnnews.com.